Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, I want to talk about what tools do I need to prepare an expository sermon. Just as a carpenter needs different kinds of tools to carry out his work, so does the expositor. A carpenter cannot use a hammer to saw a board in half. I mean, I guess given enough time, he could, but how much better would it work with a saw than a hammer? And the same is true for the expositor in his study. He needs a variety of tools in his toolbox that will help him as he prepares his message. And what I want to do is talk about the different tools that he needs in his toolbox that will help him prepare for his messages. I want to talk about the different categories of tools. Of course, it begins with a Bible, to have a good English translation that you can study out of and preach out of, and also other English translations. I have mentioned before, I preach out of a New American Standard Bible, but there are so many more people now who have an ESV, for example, or a New King James. And I need to consult those translations because inevitably someone will come up to me and say, well, my translation reads differently. And I need to be aware of that difference, and I may need to allude to it in the message, or it really may even be a helpful insight in studying this passage that translation will provide for me. Second, study Bibles. Again, study Bibles are an expositor's best friend. Reformation Study Bible, MacArthur Study Bible, ESV, Holman, Life Application, New American Standard, or NIV, Ryrie Study Bibles, all of those very helpful tools. And as I prepare to preach, I start with the entry level and then work up to those tools that are more technical. So I begin with an English translation and then study Bible, and then move to popular commentaries, and then work my way into more technical commentaries. And when I say technical commentaries, I'm referring to those that give unusual attention to grammar and syntax and word studies and the use of the original languages. Popular commentaries give more the big picture of that passage of Scripture, and they are as invaluable as the technical because one gives the macro, the other gives the micro, and it's not an either-or, it's a both-and. We need both. There's also another category to which I want to make mention, and that's language tools. And this will depend upon your particular skill level in using either Greek or Hebrew. Some listening to this podcast will be very proficient in the use of the original languages, and your use of the tools will not be as necessary because you carry this information around with you. Others who are listening to this may have gone to seminary or had Bible college training, but you have forgotten much that you have learned, or you may be someone who has never had training in the original languages. Well, I have good news for you. There has never been a better time to have language tools available than presently today, both electronically and in hard copy. You can access the information that you need through reliable tools. And so you need to have the necessary linguistic tools to be able to study your passage. Also, you will need some Old Testament introductions and New Testament introductions that give, we call those OTI, NTI, that give an overview and a survey of each individual book in the Bible and where it fits in the progressive revelation of Scripture, the historical background, the geographical setting, the cultural issues, something of the theology of this particular author, what would be called Pauline or Johannine theology, Matthenian theology, etc., you need some theological tools, and then you also need some systematic theologies and some biblical theologies. I guess another category of tools that you would want to have is expository sermons on that particular book in the Bible. I find it very helpful to read the sermons of other great men who have tackled this very same passage. We do not take verbatim everything they say in the way that they say it, but there can often be just a particular helpful insight that they would contribute that can be a trigger point to enhance your own thinking about seeing a passage in a particular way. And then I guess I would also add certain quote books and illustration books that can be used for introductions and conclusions and also to illustrate or to enhance certain homiletical points that you're making. They add flavor and seasoning to the steak that you're serving. So those are the basic categories of books that I am using as I preach through a particular book in the Bible. And I guess also church history would be very important because there are certain great pivot points in redemptive history, especially in the history of the church, where a particular doctrine has come to the forefront of the body of Christ. And you will need to know how the Reformation or the Puritan Age or the Great Awakening or the Victorian era or the modern day church has been significantly affected by this particular passage that you're preaching. So historical theology is also very important, as well as a source book for illustrations. So those are just some of the broad categories of tools that you need to think about to have in your toolbox as you prepare your messages.
You've been listening to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson, an outreach of One Passion Ministries. One Passion is committed to training pastors in expository preaching that is firmly anchored in God's Word. For information about upcoming events and how to subscribe to the Expositor magazine, visit onepassionministries.org.